Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ravens back on the practice field. No Lamar Jackson or Chidobe Awuzie. Now, hard for what it's worth, speaking to the media, said that Lamar got an NIR rest day. We'll see when the injury report comes out.
He don't do Wednesdays anymore.
Yeah. Keaton Mitchell did practice, though, which is a great sign. Harbs also said Tavius Robinson or Darius Washington have a real chance to play on Sunday, for what that's worth. But let's look at the quarterback on the other sideline. Joe Burrow kind of owns the Ravens. Even last year, when they lost both games, he threw for like a million yards.
Yeah, I mean, McDonald held him in check twice. Other than that, he's pretty much lit him up. I mean, he's averaged over 8.3 yards per attempt per game in six of his last nine games against them. He's got multiple passing touchdowns in six of his last nine games against them. I mean, some of the yardage totals against the Ravens, 416, 525, 392, 428. I mean, in his career, 10 games, 23 touchdowns, 5 picks, 65% completions. He's thrown for almost 3,000 yards against them in those 10 games. So extrapolate that for a full season. And a QB rating of 102.3. Yeah, pretty good. Not too shabby. Problematic. He threw for 9 passing touchdowns against them last year.
He's been spectacular. Outside of his first start, his rookie season, when the Bengals were terrible, and that's when Wink almost got the shutout, yeah, and Taylor kicked the field goal, and then Joe Burrow absolutely eviscerated them in 2021, threw for even more yards that year than he did against the Ravens in 24. Mike McDonald had the secret sauce, and for those 2 years, plus that wild card playoff game, they were able to hold this Bengals offense in check. Heck, remember... Well, it was, I can't remember, Sunday Night Football or Thursday night, where Brandon Stevens put, you know, Ja'Marr Chase on lockdown in a game where that was weird. That happened. But they just haven't been able to replicate it. And you can go back to the last game, not that long ago, on Thanksgiving, where the first half, since he was moving on the Ravens, but they were able to hold him to field goals. They didn't give up a touchdown that first half. Then, boom, Joe Burrow really got in the rhythm, back-to-back touchdowns, and that was all she wrote that night.
Yeah, I think they're going to be hard-pressed to duplicate the first half of his first game back in 2 months. And I also think, look, there's people out there who think the Bengals season's over. Bengals have not been mathematically eliminated
from
the playoffs.
They have not, no.
And if they win this game, they can stave off one surefire way to be mathematically eliminated
is to lose this game.
So it's an all or nothing game for a guy who threw for at least 300 yards and at least 3 passing touchdowns in the final, 6 games of last season. And he's 8-1 in his last 9 starts. And that one loss came through a pick six and some snow shenanigans that went against him last week. I think the Baltimore Ravens offense better be prepared to score 30-some points in this football game, because I don't think they're going to have the secret sauce to stop Joe Burrow. He's going to be an empty a lot. He's going to throw the ball 50-some times, and he's going to dare them to either force me to throw it away or make a play on the ball in flight, and somebody stop Ja'Marr Chase. Somebody stop Yoshi Voss in the slot. Somebody, if I want to throw 10 times to Chase Brown for 100 yards, I'm going to do it. I don't think you can do anything about it. We'll find out if he's right or not, but I think that's what he and Zach Taylor are talking about right now.
Well, you bring up the offense. Derrick Henry's going to need more than 10 carries like he had Thanksgiving this week. And we can say what you want about Henry and the success against Pittsburgh. He also forced the most missed tackles he's had in a game in that game. Mm-hmm. And he needs more plays than he had that Thanksgiving night because they got to keep that Cincinnati offense on the sideline. He had 24, 25 carries against Pittsburgh.
I would say that T. Higgins unlikely to play helps the Ravens, but we just saw that weeks ago, and it didn't like, once Burrow got his lather going in the second half, it didn't matter to T. Higgins what didn't play in that football game.
No. I mean, and again, he was off in the first half. Yep. He had 17 incompletions to 15 completions, 32 passing attempts in the first half, in his first game back in 2 months. Again, that tells you what they think of the Ravens' defense. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers coming out of the gate doing stuff he hasn't done all year. First play on the road at Baltimore in a must-win spot shows you what they really think internally about this defense.
They were also put in terrible spots. Five turnovers. Their average starting position was the 48-yard line. Look, they were bad in the second half. Burrow diced them up in the second half. The offense did the defense no favors in that football game.
No, but I mean, look, the problem for the defense is they're going against Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That defense stinks. They better be able to move the ball defense. Better be able to score way more than you scored in that game, and you better be prepared to score 30. But, like, he also had a drop in the end zone. He had a guy beat on a double route who broke it off, on a double move, who broke off the route. And now he's been actually back at practice for 2 weeks and played a couple games. I think you're going to see a better version of him at home on Sunday than you saw Thanksgiving night in Baltimore.
To Bone's point, though, they give up 5 yards a carry. Like, Derrick Henry's got to touch the football. Like, at this point, you got to see what that looks like against this defense.
You got to play ball control. You got to keep them on the sidelines. And even if he's not averaging the 5 yards per carry, they stuck with him against Pittsburgh. Even though he was under 4 yards per carry in that game, they stuck with him. So you got to see some of that on Sunday.
Good news, Keaton Mitchell on the practice field. He did hobble off on Sunday against the Steelers and never returned to the game. So maybe Keaton Mitchell will play in this football game on Sunday.
I hope so. They need him. There's explosive possibilities there within the confines of an offense that doesn't have many options for that these days.
No, it does not.
Realistic options, in-form options, not many.
Ravens at the Bengals Sunday. We're at Barrel House Live on Sunday, 10 a.m. Ravens and Bengals.
Roll out the barrel.
Bone and I, hour one.
It's an awesome setup out there. Great place. Wait, they got the promo free breakfast, drink specials, food specials. Yeah. Come by.
What did you have? What did you go with? Was it like a breakfast buffet kind of thing?
Well, I had a donut and a coffee.
They did have donuts.
Food-wise, I had shrimp tacos, and they were very good. They were very good.
So it was like a brunch.
Well, they had a menu, too.
They had a menu. They were serving. I didn't eat until pregame was done. So at that point, it was lunch.
I had a donut. It was good.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Coming
up next, Army-Navy's this weekend. We'll be broadcasting live from downtown for Army-Navy on Friday. Tim Murray from VSiN. Does he have any best bets for Army-Navy? What's he think of the playoffs? We'll talk college football with Tim next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.